Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips, Day 261. Today is 2nd of July 2022, completing 5 years after the death of Dr. Riker Jayath Harmer. A lot of controversies existed after the announcement he made about the creation of his new medicine. Even though not accepted by the medical world, more and more people, more number of countries of the world are being attracted to the truthfulness of his discoveries. I am a person who could verify his discoveries in a large number of my patients since I started learning GNM. We, the Global GNM family, pay tribute to the great soul of Dr. Harmer on his 5th death anniversary. We continue today in the Global GNM Health Tips with the discussion on the SBS of the bronchial mucosa. During conflict-active phase, there is ulceration in the bronchial mucosa in proportion to the degree and duration of the conflict and in accordance with the subjectivity of the person. The biological purpose of this cell loss is to widen the air passages so that more air may reach the lungs. Nature aims at the resolution of the conflict by making more air available. There will be no subjective symptoms during this CA phase. During the healing phase called PCLA or the early part of healing, there is cell proliferation and replenishment of the lost tissue. There starts also a number of medical conditions known as healing symptoms in GNM. The medical world does not know this and thus misinterprets them and misleads the common man. The fluid accumulation or the edema at the healing location can cause pain due to the swelling. Just as the itching sensation or pruritus present at the healing site, the organ of skin and other tissues derived from squamous epithelium, there will be a sort of tickling sensation in the lungs. Another most important symptom is cough. By coughing, one can bring up the phlegm and the remaining substances of repair process to the outside. Here again, the intensity of the healing phase symptoms depend on the intensity of the individual's conflict activity. Epileptoid crisis is the healing crisis after which all the symptoms including pain, cough, etc. return to normal and bronchi starts functioning normally. In conventional medicine, the cell proliferation that occurs during the PCLA part of healing is misinterpreted as lung cancer or bronchogenic carcinoma. We have seen earlier that the proliferation of the lung alveoli during conflict activity is also interpreted as lung cancer if the conflict is very intense and the cell division rate is excessive. We know in GNM that the cell increase during the healing phase of the SBS of the bronchi cannot be regarded as cancer cells because it is a part of the replenishment following the previous tissue loss of the CA phase. Atelectasis or bronchial atelectasis is a condition that can occur due to the blockage of the bronchial air passages by the obstruction caused by the cell proliferation during healing. This will give white shadow at the site of the affected bronchus in an X-ray. Following the epileptoid crisis, such an obstructed bronchus can reopen with heavy coughs and increase the production and expulsion of the sputum. But if the conflict is relapsing and if the healing is hanging, the continually interrupted healing can cause scar tissue formations and hardening of the repairing tissue, result in permanent breathing difficulties. This condition is often diagnosed as COPD or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. By seeing the white shadow of atelectasis in an X-ray, several cases are misinterpreted as lung cancers in conventional medicine. When the healing of the bronchi takes place, if there is inflammation, fever, headache, fatigue, etc., that condition is called bronchitis. Conventional medicine interprets these symptoms either as the result of microbial activity or allergies. We know that the headache is the result of the swelling in the corresponding brain relay, and fatigue that of the prolonged state of rest or vagotonia during the healing phase. Since the brain control center of the bronchial mucosa is located in the sensory cortex part of the temporal lobe, there are certain symptoms like troubled circulation, dizzy spells, short disturbances or complete loss of consciousness, etc., accompanying its epileptic crisis, just like all other organs controlled from the post-sensory cortex or premotor sensory cortex. When we studied syndrome or kidney collecting tubule syndrome earlier, we studied pneumonia as an example of a syndrome that happens during the healing of the bronchial mucosa. In short, pneumonia is nothing but bronchitis with the syndrome. Pneumonia also is a symptom that can occur during the healing phase of the SBS of the bronchial mucosa, which we will discuss in details again tomorrow. This knowledge is the unique contribution of German new medicine to the world. If the world had known it, the deaths due to the pneumonia that accompanied the so-called COVID-19 pandemic, as well as during all other past viral pandemics, could have avoided. On the death anniversary, the commemoration day of the great soul of Dr. I.K.G. Thamar, I, on behalf of the global GNM and all other people who could learn GNM by this time, pray to the Almighty that the future world may recognize the five biological laws of nature and German new medicine at the earliest. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.